Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Every now and again, Americans get word that a new killer creature is invading our country. Killer bees, murder hornets, fire ants, and on and on. It keeps the news spicy. Hammerhead flatworms, commonly called hammerhead worms, occasionally make their way into the rotation because they're not native to many places in the world, and they're toxic and aggressive predators, and they're slimy and leech-like with anvil-shaped heads. But unlike many other terrestrial worms, they can grow to around 18 inches or 45 centimeters long. People sometimes mistake them for snakes. But hammerhead worms aren't anything to get too fussed about. They're not a new thing in the U.S., nor in most other places in the world. They've been common residents of American gardens since the early 1900s. These predatory planarians are native to tropical and subtropical regions of the globe. Over the course of the past couple hundred years, global commerce has helped the hammerhead worm wriggle its way into most suitable habitats in the world. And there are a lot of suitably warm, wet habitats out there, though you're unlikely to find them in a desert or at the top of a mountain. For the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke with Matt Bertone, an entomologist at NC State University. He said, "Some have been here for over 100 years, so they're well-established. They easily hide among objects and in soil where there's moisture. So moving any type of container or plants around the world has allowed them to colonize new areas. Thus, they are highly invasive and frequently show up in new regions." Hammerhead worms are carnivorous and often cannibalistic. They're sensitive to light and are active mostly at night, feeding on a variety of small, soft-bodied animals, snails, slugs, and earthworms mostly, though they occasionally feed on other small invertebrates like insects. Bertone explained, "They wrap around their prey with sticky mucus and use a mouth located on their belly in the middle of the body to consume prey. They use special enzymes to digest the prey outside of their body. After the digestive juices have done their business, effectively turning prey into a puddle of goo, the hammerhead worm sucks its victim in with the help of a bunch of tiny hair-like structures on its underside called cilia. The cilia also help the worms in locomotion, acting like hundreds of microscopic legs to pull them along on a thin film of slime that the worms excrete. The life cycles of flatworms are complex and differ from species to species. Hammerhead worms are hermaphroditic. They have both male and female reproductive organs and can reproduce either sexually or asexually, though asexual reproduction is more common. For instance, a species native to Southeast Asia, but common worldwide, typically reproduce by fission, especially when they're outside their native range. In this process, a small portion of the body near the tail pinches off and becomes a new worm, a clone of its parent. In other species, eggs are produced when they mate with other worms, self-fertilize, or clone themselves. But why are they considered so hazardous? Bertone explained, species of hammerhead flatworms are the only known terrestrial invertebrates that produce tetrodotoxin, the poison that makes pufferfish deadly. However, they do so only in small amounts and are not dangerous to humans unless eaten in large numbers. Thus, their danger is often over-exaggerated. Hammerhead worms do pose a real threat to earthworm populations, however. For instance, researchers are concerned about the populations in France, where the presence of hammerhead worms had somehow gone undetected by scientists and gardeners alike for more than 20 years. The concern is that hammerhead worms, which don't aerate and fertilize the soil the way that earthworms do, have been eating earthworms and other helpful soil fauna into scarcity. Today's episode is based on the article Hammerhead Worms Are Toxic and Invasive, But Are They Dangerous? On HowStuffWorks.com, written by Jesselyn Shields. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.